Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Johnson Wealth and Income Management and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Johnson Wealth and Income Management is a franchisee of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.
What kind of a retirement plan allows millions of people to lose 30 to 50% of their life savings just as they near retirement?
It's a society based on freedom and choice and personal responsibility. There are no guarantees.
It's important that people deal with someone to make sure to provide lifetime income.
Lifetime income.
And now to our story.
Welcome to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson, powered by the Retirement Income Store and brought to you by Johnson Wealth and Income Management. Are you living the life you want? Are you prepared for retirement as you believe you should be? What are your goals for retirement and how are you going to reach them? In the next 30 minutes of today's program, let's explore the principles necessary to live the capitalized life and the retirement of your dreams. Now, here's this week's Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with your host, Matthew Johnson.
And welcome to this episode of the Capitalized Life and Retirement Show. I'm your host, Matthew Johnson, president and owner of Johnson Wealth and Income Management, a retirement income source. Located in Clear Lake and Humboldt, Iowa, serving clients in northern Iowa and southern Minnesota. Well, how are you today? I'm stoked to be here with you. Glad, very grateful, feeling just blessed to be able to have this radio show and be able to interact with all of you. It's amazing, the phone calls, the emails. Some of you even drop by the office in Clear Lake and want to meet me, just want to say hi, maybe have a question. It's really super gratifying. Well, today, let's go ahead and let's begin with a very searching question. Are you ready? Here's the question. How long is your retirement going to last? That's right. We're going to be discussing today if you personally are prepared for a retirement that's going to last longer than you expected. You know, I used to have this lady that worked for me many, many years ago, and I would always ask Debbie how she was in the morning. And Debbie would say, well, I didn't see my name in the obits. Well, in many respects, isn't it interesting that when we read through the obituary, we're seeing people who are getting older and older and older, people that are now exceeding age 100 on a regular basis. So let me ask this question again. How long are you going to be retired? In fact, let's change that question just a little bit. Let's just tweak it just a little. And let's ask this question. How long will your surviving spouse's retirement be? Isn't it true that the fear of dying today isn't the biggest concern? That's not the biggest concern. In fact, I know it sounds really morbid, and please take this in the right spirit, but you know, dying is really kind of the easy part. Dying is getting you off the hook of retirement, essentially. Now, no one wants to think about dying. I certainly don't. But we know that death is one of those things that we all face. And we know that our retirement is one of those things where we have a lot of uncertainty. We don't know a lot of things. We don't know what inflation's going to do. We have no idea what taxes are going to do. We have no idea what the cost of health care will be. Do you know any of those things? You see, it's the fear of running out of money. It's the fear of cannibalizing what you have. It's the fear of destroying the legacy that you would leave behind to your family that so many people are concerned with. And potentially, you're concerned with it as well. You see, if we knew precisely how long we'd live, if we knew precisely how long our spouses would live, planning would be just so much easier, wouldn't it? We would be able to almost plan it to the penny. We could be those individuals that if we really wanted to, we could really dial in what we spent in retirement, and we could be that couple that died absolutely penniless if we had no children, and we could die knowing that our children would have money if we wanted it to go the other direction. But we don't know. You don't know. I don't know. No one knows. And that's what makes this conversation so absolutely crucial.
So if you're thinking, you know, that really does make sense, or if you have questions about today's discussion, I'm going to encourage you to reach out to me. Call our office at 866-290-3837. If you have questions, we will do our best to answer them for you. Take the first step. Reach out at 866-290-3837. Again, that's 866-290-3837.
So let me ask you, do you feel that you're prepared for the long haul? Financially speaking, you know, we have things like our health, we have things like our relationships, and those things take on totally different representations. They evolve over the course of time, let's put it that way. But financially, we need to be paying attention to whether or not we feel confident that we are prepared for the future. Your investments and what your investment plan is that prepared to last 15 years? Is it prepared to last 20 years? Is it prepared to last 25 years or maybe even 30 years? These are all questions that are so very important because as long as we are alive, we will be expending money. As long as we are alive, we will be consuming goods and services. As long as we are alive, our money is going to need to be there in order to support us, in order to support our spouse, in order to be there as a legacy to our family if we want that for them. So let me ask you this question. I want you to imagine just for a moment that you're 80 years of age and that you had gone to the doctor for your annual physical. You go in, doctor, you know, pokes and he prods and he draws blood and has you pee in a cup and you go through all the normal things that you go through in a physical. He listens to your chest and he listens to your heart and he says, boy, you know, I don't know what you guys have been doing, but you need to keep doing it. At the age of 80, you are in excellent health. In fact, I would dare say you're likely to live another 15 to 20 years. How would that make you feel? I can see it right now. Some of you are rolling your eyes. You're shaking your head. You're like, no, I don't want to live that long. Well, but do you have a choice? You see, these are very, very important questions. Some of the most important questions that an advisor could ever ask you. Some of the most important questions that you can ask yourself. And when it comes to thinking about your retirement plan, I would like to invite you to just kind of consider a few questions. Maybe write these things down because they are absolutely so important. Number one, thinking about your retirement plan. Do you know what kind of risk your current retirement plan is posing to you? Do you personally know? Now, what do we mean by risk? Because there's lots of risks, right? There's interest rate risk, there's stock market risk. The risk goes on and on and on. We could list a whole handful of risks that money and investments can pose to us. But in particular, we're addressing the drawdown risk. And so I'm not here to say that we're out of the woods, financially speaking, in this country. In fact, I'm here to forewarn you that there could be more volatility on the horizon. And if we think back in time, if we think all the way back to the turn of the century, we remember the dot-com bubble when the stock market lost 50%. We remember the Great Recession of 2007, 8, and 9 when the stock market lost over 60%. The S&P 500. And now, here today, you're closer to retirement than you've ever been. And if your plan is to potentially seek retirement in the next, say, 5 years, I want you to think about what kind of risk another financial crisis and how it would affect the market and how it would affect you. What kind of losses would you experience? I'll share with you just the other day, I was speaking to a gentleman who I talked with back in 2021. He was from southern Minnesota and he had heard the radio show. And so he called and he wanted to spend some time with me. And I remember very distinctly that first phone call that I had with this gentleman. We'll call him Bill. And Bill was, man, he was a do-it-yourselfer and he was tooting his horn. He was so proud of himself. He had taken on the responsibility of investing his retirement, his wife's retirement. And you know, in 2021, the market was strong. The market was going up like gangbusters. And Bill told me, I'm so proud of myself. I've been able to take $400,000 and turn it into $600,000. And I said, well, that's fantastic, Bill. That's great. I am really proud of you. You've probably outperformed and done better than many advisors in your local area. But the question that I had for Bill was, you had to take on a lot of risk to be able to increase your net worth by 50%. How is that risk going to work against you if the market goes in the other direction? Well, that was back in 2021. And just last week, I talked to Bill again. He called my office. And Bill was lamenting that he saw his account grow to over $700,000. That was the azimuth. That was the top, the biggest account balance that he had ever seen, that he had ever gotten to. And yet today he was calling me because he was afraid. He was scared because his account balance had now shrunk back down to $500,000 and he hadn't done anything yet except take a $40,000 withdrawal in order to put a roof on his house. You see, that's a drawdown risk. And when you take a big hit just after retirement or just before retirement, that has long-standing implications to a person. You lose too much just before you retire, and now you're to the point where maybe you're going to have to postpone retirement because you've lost too much. You're in retirement, and now it's too late. You've already lost the money, but yet you're retired. And now you have to go back to work, where you're going to have to take and tighten the belt. You're going to have to see what you can do to live without. These are all realities for people.
And I encourage all of you as listeners, if you have questions, please go to our website, www.johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, W-I-M stands for wealthincomemanagement.com, and post your question to us. Reach out to us. Let us know what kind of topics you'd like to hear us discuss.
Stick around for the second half because we want to ask more questions, questions that you want to ask yourself about your retirement plan to figure out if you are in it for the long haul, if your retirement plan is designed for the long haul. Sit tight. We'll be right back.
This is the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.
Thanks for listening to our show. Our Income First model is a strategy that seeks to focus on income through a diverse portfolio of fixed income and fixed income-like equity positions. To accomplish this, we just avoid mutual funds and we focus on individual income-generating securities that can be customized and managed for your specific investment needs. By being willing to stray away from a short-term benchmark, we can focus on delivering a more secure and reliable year-over-year income stream and opportunistically manage through volatility. To learn more about our Income First approach, just reach out to the show today.
Call 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837. Or visit johnsonwim.com. That's johnsonwim.com.
For baby boomers, here's something to think about. Will you have enough income during your retirement? Are you absolutely sure? Do you understand the difference between growth and income? How about bonds and bond funds? Are you 100% ready for RMDs? Do you have an estate plan? If you've said no to any of these, we can help. Right now, for the first five callers, we'll send you a free, custom-designed, animated video retirement kit to help you plan for the retirement you've worked so long and so hard for. These custom video kits are loaded with cutting-edge retirement technology custom designed to your specific areas of need. There's nothing else like them. So call right now to receive your very own custom-designed animated video retirement kit. Call 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837.
time now for more of the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.
And welcome back to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Show. I'm your host, Matthew Johnson, president and owner of Johnson Wealth and Income Management, a retirement income source located in Clear Lake and Humboldt, Iowa, serving clients in northern Iowa and southern Minnesota. Well, if you're just joining us, welcome to the program. Today we're talking about, is your retirement designed for the long haul? And that's a really critical question because none of us know how long we're going to live. And as long as we're alive, we know that our money needs to be there for us, right? That's the goal. That's what we want. We want to be able to know as long as we're alive, we're going to have the resource and the income to be able to do the things that we need to do, whether that's take vacations and trips or simply make certain that our health is taken care of or make certain that we can leave a legacy to our children and our grandchildren. And so in the first half of the program, we discussed that today's fear amongst retirees isn't really dying. It's the fear of cannibalizing what they have, possibly running out of money, possibly having to take and reduce their lifestyle. And so I asked a question, and I'm going to ask it again just in case you're joining us. Thinking about your retirement plan, how much risk is that retirement plan posing to you? And in this specific case, we're talking about stock market risk. We're talking about drawdown risk. We're talking about losses that can occur. Because you see, none of us know what our economy is going to do. And if you have most of your money in the stock market and you're within 5 years of retirement, think about the negative implications if all of a sudden we're thrown into a recession and you're not protected from that. That could cause you to postpone your retirement. What if you were already retired and you've already gone through the bupkis of 2020. You've already gone through the bupkis of 2022. And 23, all of a sudden, we go from just about climbing ourselves back out of the hole to all of a sudden headed back down the next leg of the roller coaster ride. We want to know how much of a drawdown risk we personally are taking on, how much our financial advisor or the firm that we're a client of is asking us to risk of our own retirement savings. Here's another question. Is your current retirement plan requiring you to rely on stock market gains to be successful? Now, what do I mean by that? Because we all know that the stock market is a very popular place to invest. It's a very good place to invest, quite honestly. But at the right stage of your life. And you see, many advisors today, in fact, I dare say most financial advisors today, their business model is not income. Their business model is growth. They're out there with their pom-poms, jumping up and down, saying, go stock market, go. And when the stock market doesn't go, when the stock market stumbles, when the stock market declines, when the stock market loses, then they're telling you, hold on. They're telling you, just wait a minute. They're telling you, oh, don't worry, it's going to come back. But you see, here's the real problem. If their business model is that of growth, but that's not the stage of life you're in, you're now in the distribution stage, you're now in the income phase of your life. Well, guess what? That's some real problems there. Because if you think about growth-based investments, they're designed for appreciation. They're not designed to produce 4%, 5%, 6% in dividends. They're not designed for that. So as a result, if they're only producing 1%, maybe 1.5% in dividends on that portfolio that they have you in, but yet you need income and they say, don't worry about it, well, then you need to do the opposite of what they're telling you. You do need to worry about it. You do need to question their techniques. Question what they have you in. Because you see, if you don't have gains, if they can't compensate for that 5% withdrawal with 1% in dividend and 4% of growth, because they don't have 4% of growth to give you, then what does that mean to you? What does that mean they're going to have to do to your principal to get you the 5% that you wanted for income that year? That's right. they're going to be selling your shares. They're going to be dipping into your principal. And you see, you can do that maybe once, you can do that twice. But what about if we have another cyclical cycle within the market, maybe even worse yet, a secular cycle, like we had from 2000 to 2013, where for 13 years, the stock market is essentially underwater. It loses, it recovers, it loses again even more, and then it recovers. And you think, well, it recovered. But you see, you likely never did if you were retired. And the reason being is because while the market was losing from 2000 to 2003, from 2007 to 2009, and your shares were becoming worth less, they were selling those shares. And to get you the income that you wanted every month, they were selling more shares because, well, they had to. Those shares were worth less money. And that means that even when the market recovered, you never did. You never had the shares that you started with. You had fewer. Do you see where these implications can come from?
So if you're thinking, yeah, that makes sense, or you have questions about our discussion today, I'd like you to reach out to me at 866-290-3837. My team will put together some educational materials that I know will be of value, and we'll email them to you, or we'll throw them in the mail to you if you prefer. If you have questions, we will answer them. So take the first step. Reach out at 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837.
So let's ask another question. Are you currently in a position where you know, forget the I think, I know, you know that you can take income each year without touching your principal? Ideally, that's where you want to be in retirement. You want to know for a fact that you can take this income month after month after month, and you're not touching your principal. You're not taking it. You're leaving it intact. Here's another question. If most of what you've saved is pre-tax money, which for most of us as Americans, it is. It's 401k money. It's 403b money. It's traditional IRA money, maybe 457 plan money. Maybe you work for the government and you have a TSP. Those are all pre-tax plans. So let me ask you, when it comes to your plan, what are you doing about that pre-tax money? Have you understood what RMDs are going to do to you at the age of 73? Do you understand what kind of taxable consequences come with RMDs? Let me ask you this question. Completely unrelated to risk, but totally related to you and your retirement investment scheme. Are you currently, presently, producing 5% net of fees on all your money for income? I'm going to ask that question one more time. Really tune in to the question. Are you currently, presently, producing 5% net of fees on all your money for retirement income? Maybe the question would be better asked this way. Do you understand what you get to keep after you pay them? And who's the them, Matthew? Well, the them could be the custodian that you have your money with. It could be the advisor that you're using. It could be the mutual funds, the instruments themselves that you're investing in. Are you able to generate and know for a fact that you're generating 5% net of fees after you pay them? Because you see, here's the thing. Call me strange, but if I'm investing in something, I should be the one getting the good end of the stick. If I'm the one that's taking on whatever risk there is, and I'm investing, I'm committing my money to this custodian, to this advisor, to this instrument that I'm investing in, no matter what it is it producing for me 5% after I've paid them? If it's not, I want to take a hard look at whether or not it's doing its job. Because you see, when I get into the distribution stage of my life, nothing outside of my health and my relationships is going to be making me happier than knowing that I have the income that I want. Forget the income that I need, the income that I want to have. Here's another question. is the majority or even any of your retirement income guaranteed? Is it contractual? What do I mean by that? Well, you see, when we're investing in things, we can either invest contractually or non-contractually, guaranteed or non-guaranteed. When I put money into a CD at a bank, that bank is guaranteeing me through that of a contract that I'm going to be getting a certain percentage of interest on my money for that certain period of time. But what about your money? Do you have any of your money contractually invested where you can know with certainty that it's going to be producing something for you? And the reason that this is so important is as we age, we don't know what the future holds. We don't know what the market's going to do. We don't know what politics are going to do. We don't know what the economy is going to do. And we need to have some safe harbor, something that we can know for a fact that no matter what happens, I know and I have the confidence that that money there, it's safe, it's still there, and it's making me income on a guaranteed basis. Now, of course, that's all subject to default risk and all of that. So let's wrap it up. If one or more of your answers to any of these questions was, I don't know, may I invite you to consider doing the following. Number one, schedule a meeting with a fiduciary whose specialty is that of income. Sit down with them. Put the cards on the table. Explain what you want. Explain what you're looking for. Explain what your fears and concerns are, what's keeping you up, and be really, really honest with them so that they can help identify what your red flags are. Speaking of red flags, I encourage you, get a risk assessment done on your holdings, what you're investing in. I do this all the time. I do it as a service to people from all over the United States. I don't even charge for it because I want people to be able to understand and see what kind of risks they're taking on with their own investments. What you do with that information is up to you, not the advisor, not me. It's up to you. But at least it helps you understand and quantify in your mind, if we have another financial crisis, what you would be stand to losing within your own portfolio. And number three, assess how to reduce your risk, how to increase your income, how to lower your expenses, and have a plan for RMDs. These are all vital things as you prepare for retirement. Even if you're in retirement, still pursue these things because it could be potentially saving you down the road so much heartache. Now, if you've been listening to this radio show for some time and you've got a burning question, I encourage you, go to our website, johnsonwim.com, as in wealthincomemanagement.com, where you will be able to email us whatever questions that you have. I try to, from time to time, pick out a question and throw it into a radio show if I think that it fits with the discussion and the topic of the day. But certainly, if you send us a question and it's something that I know that I can explicitly answer for you and I can help give you a little bit of guidance, I'm willing to do that. So go ahead, go to our website, johnsonwim.com, and you'll be able to see previous radio shows. You'll be able to see TV interviews as well as our weekly YouTube videos that I record each week. And you'll be able to reach out to us personally. Believe it or not, we are human beings and we do look at our email. It is something that is a part of our daily life. Well, I'm Matthew Johnson. That's a wrap for today. And remember, it is up to you to make today a great day. Thanks so much for listening.
That's all the time we have for today. To schedule 15 minutes with Matthew off the air, call 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837. And for more information, visit us online at johnsonwim.com. That's johnsonwim.com. We will be back again next week at this same time for another Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.